It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. So how are you doing? I hope the last week of your life has been unbelievable, that you're so excited that we're back together, that what you're going to do is open up your mind, open up your heart, open up everything, your windows, stick your head out the window if you're driving, go out into the woods if you're close, get what we call forest bathing in Japan. And today, as always, we have interesting people on with you. And this is Michael Bofakta. And Michael is a guy I got to know because he was given really bad news by conventional doctors. They started to work on him, and his cancer started to get worse and worse and worse. And as I've seen in hundreds of thousands of cases, when things get worse, they always come up with new schemes to help you. And the next scheme was going to be a bomb. They were going to bomb him. So he came to us a while back and actually committed himself. And I hope I can take the freedom to say this, Michael, over the airwaves globally. But he's a guy that had problems in his life before, and he overcame them. So he sort of had the tools many of you don't have. You've had cushy lives, easy lives in many, many ways. But when you have a big problem and you beat the problem, it's no different beating those problems than it is beating cancer or beating heart disease or being diabetes. So what happened is that Michael basically came to me and said, look, beyond the lifestyle, how can I speed this process up? How can I get rapidly? Because the doctors on the mainstream side of the street were saying to him he was getting worse and he needed more dramatic treatments. That he started to get instinct wasn't possibly the best thing for him. So we said, look, the state of the art in the entire world now for cancer treatment is non-invasive, and it was completely, absolutely approved by the FDA because they couldn't hold it back. It was so effective. They were getting the best statistics in the history of cancer research on prolonging lives with advanced stage 4 mortal cases, is what they call them. Mortal meaning people are dying cases. And happens to be the man that runs this organization called Vithermia is a medical physician, a great guy, researcher. And he called him up, and correctly, this doctor said, well, we have to test you before we do it. We just don't guess, you know, this. And after the testing, we can commence the treatment. And after the testing, he was called back. And Michael, what did he say to you?
So I went to, I called him, and he said I had an appointment to go back to MD Anderson to get rescanned after being here for, it was like 8 weeks since the last scan. And then I was at Hippocrates here for 3 weeks in December. And then Brian put me in touch with this doctor that did this type of therapy. And I talked to him, and he said, and I asked him, should I go back and get rescanned? He said, yeah, that'd be a good idea. Go back and get rescanned so we'll know what we're looking at. So I went back and I got rescanned down in Houston, Texas. And then the tumor that I had in my esophagus wasn't there anymore. And my PET scan came back clean. And, you know. When I first met Brian, you know, on the first day here, you know, I told him what I had, and he told me that's minor league stuff. That's minor league stuff.
That's spring training, I told you. And it turned out to be minor league. If you can't beat it in spring training, you're in trouble. And you did it.
You know.
But
coming here was, you know, I was led here by my higher power, and you know, right as soon as I got here, you know, I knew that there was going to be a good outcome here. And, you know, the love here that's at Hippocrates, and, you know, I knew I was on the right track. And So I asked the doctor, what should I do now? And I had a plan to come back here in December, whether, if that scan would have came back positive, you know, they wanted to do, take out 2/3 of my esophagus and 1/3 of my stomach and sew them together.
And this is the top hospital on the planet down in Houston.
Yeah.
The top doctors. Well, can I really get deep and dirty with you, Michael? Because there are a lot of people listening that have your history. And you're a unique guy because you had the history, but you made yourself successful and you're an affirmative guy. So you got messed up with addiction. And how long were you an addict?
I was my whole life. You know, when I first got diagnosed, you know, I wasn't a surprise because I was drinking and drugging, you know, for over 40 years, you know, until from 14 until 55 years old.
Can you imagine?
And then back in 2017, you know, I was in the backwoods of Tennessee, you know, and I went insane and I was stuck in hell and I couldn't get out. And I had a spiritual experience and, you know, I call it a divine reversal. And since then, you know, I've been living in a new life. So then what happened being diagnosed with this was like you said one time in one of your talks, Brian, you said you can't cheat the universe.
And
I felt like, you know, I mean, this, you know, the price had to be paid and, you know, but we serve a good God, that's for sure.
But you're a unique guy, too. I'm going to keep going deeper because I know you can take this, buddy. So how does a guy become very successful economically when you're a flaming alcoholic and drunk? I mean, so obviously most people are laying on the street or homeless or their parents are taking care of them. How do you achieve that?
I guess this, you know, I had...
Go ahead, just take a breath.
Bulldozing over people, I guess, you know, I mean, I was a very selfish person, put myself first and doing what I got to do to be successful. You know, but God's been good to me through all these years. Well, even, you know, I mean.
In spite of yourself.
In spite of myself.
here's my take on this, and I may or may not be right, but maybe some of the listeners would call in and tell us how right or wrong we are in this one. I think a guy that bulldozes through life and understands that you hurt people, you probably hurt your family. I can't imagine your poor mom and dad. I can't imagine, you know, your siblings if you have them. Pretty much you took something horribly bad that you're screwing people to get ahead and now employed it on healing yourself. So maybe it wasn't all that bad to begin with. So as you said, God was good to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your commitment, Michael, to staying off any drugs. You go to AA meeting every night. And I mean, what a commitment you have given yourself.
So we're going to come back in a minute, and we're going to tell you that maybe it's not the worst thing in the world to recover. Because once you recover from one thing, what is it you can't recover from? We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Michael. And, you know, he's been through the Institute twice now. The first time he was facing esophageal cancer and life was tough. So tell us, what's your plan now? Because now you were cleared. Now you're actually cleared of that cancer.
So my plan for what? Exactly.
Life.
Life,
the future.
Life.
So now you're a young guy. How old are you now, Michael?
I'm 62.
Yeah, you're a kid. So yeah. What's the plan for the next 62?
My plan for life is to give to others, to help. You know, I'm a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, and, you know, to help other drunks and addicts to find a new way of life through the 12-step program, you know, to live a healthy life, to be there for others. You know what I mean? I got a second shot at life. I'm so blessed.
But you are blessed. You really dove into it when you came in December with your cancer. You did everything and plus. Tell our listeners what it takes, you know, to heal yourself.
It just takes living one day at a time. You know, mm-hmm. Waking up, praying and meditating in the morning. Yeah. You know, I wake up. You know, like most people do. You know, my first thoughts of the day are negative. You know, I wake up in a little bit of a darkness, and I got a game plan. I got a program that works, you know, to turn into the light first thing in the morning. And then, you know, to be there for others, you know, cause it's about, you know, looking at myself and praying and meditating and helping others. You know, and if I'm taking my own inventory and I'm in prayer and meditation, you know, then I got something to offer others, you know, and I got something to give back to others. And then I'm not thinking about myself. And then that's where, you know, that's where I can do God's work.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
amazing.
It's wonderful.
It's a new life.
But well, you have the program with you. You have the juices, the wheatgrass juice. You have the raw food, right?
Yeah, I'm still drinking the fermented soy. Continue to drink that, Brian?
It's a supplement that's amazing. Yeah. It actually cuts off the blood flow to the tumors so they stop growing.
It's called Helan.
So let's give some data and statistics that most listeners don't know. If you've been a drug addict and alcoholic, and let me preface this, because I'm angry at alcohol, because your society has condoned alcohol and given it a distinguished placement and called it alcohol and drugs. It is a drug. It is the worst drug that's ever been created on this earth. It's destroyed more homes, more countries, more people's lives than anything. So don't say, you know, oh, the drug addict's worse off than the alcoholic because it's socially acceptable. Addiction's addiction. It destroys lives.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've been an alcoholic drug addict or drug addict period for 10 years and then you try to get clean, you have a 7% chance of doing that. So what that means is 93% of the people will never get well. They're going to attempt and they'll never get well. If you've, for 20 years, you have a 5% chance to get well. Michael may know these numbers.
Yeah.
If you've been for 30 years, you have a 3% chance to get well. And Michael hit the big time. He's been over 40 years in the past before 2017 when he woke up.
I took a spiritual experience. I had an opportunity at 25 years old to sober up, a good opportunity, a great opportunity. At 35, I had a great opportunity to sober up.
Yeah, he didn't.
But I wasn't ready. At 45, I came back again and had a great opportunity. After the divorce, after losing everything, I had a great opportunity, but I still wasn't drunk.
Well, we're proud of you. Yeah, we're proud of you because you had a 1% chance to recover. Hmm. Anyone 40 years, 50 years, they didn't even give data on because they're usually not alive by then. But think about it. So congratulations. Now, again, you knew how to hit the ball. So when somebody said, you're going to croak from cancer, we're going to cut your throat out, you won't be able to talk, you said, forget it. And you healed cancer in 1 month. Now, what do you tell the listeners out there around the world if they're facing challenges, no matter if it's cancer or bad marriage or addiction? What do you say to those people?
I say, pray, really pray, ask for help, trust in the God, even if you don't believe in God, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I didn't know I was coming to Hippocrates until the day before I got here.
What, your wife hijacked you?
Look.
You have a loving wife. She said, enough. We're going to go and get cleaned up.
supports you. Yeah.
How long has she tolerated you?
She's been this wife. Yes. She's been with me. I met Sylvia right after that Divine Wrestle back in 2017.
So
we got married after that. I knew her before that. We dated before that, but you know, I wasn't marriage material back then.
Well, I bet. Unless she was nuts herself. I don't think I was marriage material either, but Anna Marie was young and naive. And I wasn't an addict, I was a nut. So we're gonna come back in a moment and actually speak to all of you in the world and tell you that it's never the end of the show. You're never too sick to go on. And many of you listening out there talk about faith, and I just don't trust you really understand what that means. You have commercial faith, the faith you were taught by people who don't have enough faith themselves, who purport they have more faith than you. So we're going to be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement here at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Michael. And, you know, he has won over himself again and again. And he recently won over cancer. So I think people all over the world is listening to this, Michael. It's maybe only spiritually that you won over your own self. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, I was knocked down so many times, and the one thing I did in my life was I kept getting back up.
Yeah.
You know, and so whatever you're facing, you know, I just keep getting back up, because if there's a will, there's a way, and then and God will provide that way.
So let's take a scene I know you experienced. Here you're in the room with really smart guys, probably from Yale, Stanford, Harvard, you know, the top universities, and you're facing death because it's cancer and it's rapidly moving. And they're telling you, keep coming to us. We're the smart guys. We have the shiny buildings. We have all of this stuff going on. We have so-called research to back what we're doing. And how do you walk out away from that? How do you basically say thank you, but no thank you?
Well, just that experience of being there for 6 weeks and looking at the hopelessness in the eyes of the other patients, mm-hmm. you know, that in the chemo room, you know, and there's no hope,
yeah.
you know, and it just doesn't make sense. You know, I talked to the doctor and he tells me to go home. And you know, I said, Docs, what should I eat? And he said, eat whatever you want. And I said, what about sugar? And he said, eat as much sugar as you want. And, you know, it's like, it's unbelievable. And he's the best surgeon. He's the best surgeon in the hospital. He runs the whole department.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
discouraging. You know, it's discouraging.
Yeah, discouraging.
But
I don't know, but they should know.
Eye-opening. Ironically, you're a down-to-earth guy, and you're not, you know, an intellectual. And it's funny to me that intellectuals buy into that stuff easier than down-to-earth women and men. There's something about what you've seen and the hardship you've seen. You can figure out baloney when you see baloney, no?
Oh, yeah.
You were good at baloney. Yeah. I mean, addiction is the best baloney in the world.
Oh, yeah. You can't. You can't BS a BSer.
I know, you're exactly right. You know, you met Thomas. You know, Thomas, I don't, have you talked to Thomas? Thomas has a great story. You've met him. Thomas, 10 years ago, ex-military guy, successful in building as you've been, and he goes to the doctor, wasn't feeling well, and they say, oh my God, you're going to die. You have advanced colon cancer. It's all through. We have to remove your colon and bomb you with, you know, chemotherapy and radiation and all of this stuff. So he says, gee, that's horrible. He's on his way to do it. So he says, well, I want to go and ask some really common sense questions. So he sits down with the top guy, as you've pointed out, the guy who wrote the book. It's really the top guy that he went to, like you went to Anderson, and says to him, well, where did the cancer come from? And the doctor said, we don't know. So he says, well, how long have you done this? 38 years. He said, the third question I ask is, when you treat me, is it going to go away? We don't know. So he stood up and said, it seems like you don't know very much and you're the expert. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean,
what
a world we have. And I'm not against the doctors. The poor doctors are in a system that's so broken and so ineffective that 93% of the people that are treated medically for cancer and do nothing else will eventually die from cancer. The one they have are secondary cancer they get from radiation and chemotherapy. It's a pretty sad world that we've institutionalized death and accepted it as our destiny. So,
and not even proposing that there might be holistic stuff. Yeah,
and they don't know. You know,
no. Don't even propose it.
No.
They don't propose it.
And I had three options, and he told me there were three black boxes, and he couldn't give me an answer what was in each of the three black boxes.
Well, he named it right. It wasn't light boxes.
but he said the best option is the surgery, but it's a black box.
Wow. Can you imagine? He's making you picture a coffin. Is he telling you what to do? Well, they're a good salesman.
Michael, how did you survive 6 weeks of chemo?
I tell you what, Anna Maria, I survived it. I went right through it strong. I was, I had that connection with the higher power. Yeah. Because I was working my AA program, you know, I had the connection, you know, and one day at a time, you know, that's where I've been living my life for the last 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. So I went to MD Anderson, you know, I checked in and they put the chemo bag on me for Monday through Friday with the PICC line. Mm-hmm. And I go in and do my proton radiation and carry my PICC, my chemo bag with me. And then when I didn't have an appointment at the hospital, I'd go to my AA meetings and I'd build my fellowship, you know, in Houston, Texas with the men in Houston, Texas, you know, it's just like a family down there now, you know, and I didn't get sick in the chemo. I didn't miss a meal. You know, my wife and I was calling it a cancer vacation because we were eating at all the restaurants and It was great. And then I came back and I kept on getting the direction from the spirit. And then the next direction was the guy was coming here to come here to,
do the healing.
Yeah.
To the healing process. And I didn't know where this was going to take me, if I was going to go back for the surgery. But the first day I was here, I knew I wasn't going back.
Well, that's beautiful. Well, you're now in the Comprehensive Cancer Program, which is the only one in the world like this. We bring together the most experienced people in this field that have seen the most people heal stage 4, stage 3, stage 2, stage 1 cancers. And the remarkable part of this whole conversation that we're having is everyone listening out there could do this. The other part of this conversation that we should address is the fact that many of you claim you have faith, but you're not willing to put the amount of love, commitment, and energy into that faith to get to where Michael got. He eradicated a disease through his positive, affirmative thought and true faith. We're not talking about, He reads books and regurgitates the words. He's putting this into action. Every single day he lives this. Why? Because maybe he has such a destructive life, self-destructive life, for more than 40 years, think about that, that every minute, every second, every fraction of a second is important to him. He's making up for what he didn't have. So, Michael, it's just refreshing to talk to somebody like you that's a walking, talking, living example. What every other human being on this planet can do once they're ready to do two things. Straighten out your attitude. As you said, every day you get up like everyone, have negative thought, and you have a process to get rid of that nonsense. And really submit yourself to faith, whatever that faith is for you out there listening. But faith is faith, and it takes 100% commitment.
Action.
Action, you bet. Put it in action. The living God, as they call it. So all of you out there around the world, let's practice. This is a lesson for this week. Think of every time we get together and you listen as lessons. And take from these teachers, these wonderful people who are examples of what we're all capable of, and practice, even if you're practicing part of what Michael says, part of what the medical expert said, part of what the psychiatrist says, these people we bring them on intentionally to give you an opportunity to grow. Keep growing and keep fertilizing the earth with love, light, and happiness. Be well. Till next week.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.